You want me to do the intro?
It don't matter.
All right, well, I'll do the intro.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing? We are back with the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lance.
And Phil. Yeah, we are back. What's up, guys? We're doing a show tonight. This episode is about 10 Cloverfield Lane, 2016, starring
Big Lance.
Starring the
and Phil.
Well, the episode's starring us. The movie is
John
starring
John Goodman,
the iconic John Goodman. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, which is very hot. John Gallagher Jr., Bradley Cooper makes a voice in this. So tonight we are doing 10 Cloverfield Lane 2016. I have already seen Cloverfield.
I have not.
Big Lance has not. So we're going to talk about 10 Cloverfield Lane tonight. And then next week we're going to do an episode on Cloverfield. And Big Lance will watch that for the first time. And let me tell you something, Podcast Land. I'm assuming since 10 Cloverfield Lane, you're listening to this podcast, you've already seen this movie. And I got to assume you've watched the first one first. What's going on here? We'll see. We'll talk about it next week when Big Lance is up to date. But tonight, we're talking about the John Goodman 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yep,
I'm going to give y'all
very
a quick...
good movie.
A very good movie. Really good movie.
It fucking surprised the shit out of
yeah,
me.
Dude,
if you don't know, I didn't watch Cloverfield, so I had no idea what was going to happen.
Hey, check this out.
I'm
going to give
we just do sound effects now.
That's right. All right, I'm going to give a quick IMDb summary of this movie, and then me and Big Lance are going to jump into this movie and talk about it from start to finish. After getting in a car accident, a woman is held in a shelter with two men who claim the outside world is affected by a widespread chemical attack. Widespread chemical attack. All right, Big Lance. So let's talk about this movie, 10 Cloverfield Lane, 2016. What you got, Big Lance? You just recently watched it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right, well, fill me in because it's been a while since I've seen it.
The girl's name, Katie.
Michelle. Not even close to Katie, but Michelle, yes.
Michelle, she gets run over by a big old truck.
Yeah, she gets in a car accident.
And she wakes up in a concrete room.
Right.
How scary is that? Then a man comes in and says, hey, you
not
can't.
A man. We're talking about Dan Connor. We're talking about John Goodman.
That's right. Roseanne's husband. Anyway, so this big old statue of a man comes in and fucking is like, hey, you can't leave. You're going to die if you leave.
Pretty much. That's what he says.
There's chemicals out there that'll kill you. There's something in the air. It's killing everybody. There's pigs outside that's dead. I prove it.
I'll show you.
And then a boy comes. Or no, you just hear a fucking ruckus in there. And then you hear fucking Dan Connor go in there and get on his ass. And you think he's beating the shit out of him, right? I mean, you don't know. It sounds like it. Oh, my God. It's scary, right, for this girl.
Well, she don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
You wake
up
in a situation
she
like that.
She got in a car
scary.
Accident and wakes up, and there's this big behemoth of a man standing over her.
All right. Well, apparently this boy has either been brainwashed or he really believes that there's something going on out there. Or you kind of feel like he's working with Dan Aykroyd. Maybe he's the son. Maybe
I got that feeling too.
That was my first feeling. This guy's fucking crazy like he is. They're both crazy.
Until him and old girl
start working together a little bit. But then, but they only.
How long we been running with this? 5 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, go ahead.
You made me lose my train of thought. Sorry. With that. What was that?
The guy. You don't know if he's.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Well, then she's got to go up into this little crawl space to get some what? She's the only one big enough to get up in the spot.
Yeah.
And then she sees that fucking scratched in shit that says help on the glass.
Yep. And she's like, what
and
the
she
fuck
finds
an
earring that supposedly his daughter, he says his daughter. But the guy says, that's not his daughter. I went to school with that girl. Right?
Right.
So that's when you know the guy's on her side.
Yeah, because he's just kind of, I think he worked for the dude.
So then you do kind of believe there's something going on outside.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Well,
he
then you know
attack.
Because the woman comes up all bloody and shit.
She comes up screaming, let me in,
yeah.
Blah, blah, and her face is melting off and shit or some crap. Yeah, yeah.
So then, she decides to make a motherfucking jumpsuit with a gas mask and connected, no leaks.
That's right. She decided she's going out. She made it out of the shit she had in her room.
What?
And this guy, let me tell you something now. We skipped over this, but this guy, he's trying to treat her like a daughter because he felt like he lost his daughter, which was not his daughter,
apparently. He kidnapped this woman.
But there was a daughter. Apparently, the daughter and the mother left him. They took off. So he kidnapped some girl. Kind of, almost. It almost.
So what
falls,
happened to the
it
girl?
It almost falls into our "Don't Breathe" episode on how he kind of kidnaps a girl to be his daughter, even though of course she killed him. And check that episode out, "Don't Breathe." But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. But yeah, so this bitch makes this fucking jumpsuit gas mask or whatever. And what happens? He finds the scissors and all.
Yep.
And what does the boy say? The boy takes up for him. Like, yeah, I found the scissors because I wanted to find a weapon so in case I needed to take you out. Because I wanted her to think I was strong and so she would like me. Well, so he immediately shoots him in the fucking head. Kills him.
Yep.
Dead. What are you doing over there, man? Get back in here. Engage with me.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
He shoots that bitch right in the head. And throws him in a fucking pot of acid.
You think that's like his son or something, the way he's acting. He's all like, yeah. Because he's demanding shit. He's like, get over here and all that.
She blows him up and she gets out. And what the fuck happens? Goddamn aliens come.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? There's aliens in this movie. All through the movie, there's no aliens. 10 minutes later.
But he kept saying chemical warfare. Chemical warfare that was going to cause a problem.
The 10 minutes that she is out, she's fucking finna have to fight aliens. And she's in a car. And she hears the radio. We're fighting down here in Mississippi. You come on down here and let's do some battle royale. And she's like, all right, I'm going to take a lift to Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, my crooked letter I.
The whole point of this movie.
I don't know if it was Mississippi or not, but
yeah.
I wanted to do that.
The whole point of this movie, dude, is the fact that she don't know, and you as the watcher don't know, if this dude's being legit, because John Goodman's coming off like he's a fucking creepy rapist.
All they had to do was sit tight and fucking eat ice cream.
That's all they had to
do. Sit tight and eat ice cream.
He
was living the dream.
He never tried to rape her.
No.
He never tried to kill her. He never tried to hit
her. They had a good family life. They were family.
He wanted a replacement for his daughter.
And she wasn't having it. She was like, this ain't my life. I want to fight the rest. I want to fight aliens the rest of my life.
Well, she didn't believe there was aliens out there. She believed that he was making this shit up.
Do you think
she believed he was making this shit up so that he could fuck her or kill her?
Okay, but do you think if she knows now what she, if she knew then what she knows now, do you think she would have fucked that?
Oh,
ice?
No.
Do you think she would have fucked that ice cream eating experience up?
Not a chance. If she knew at the end of that
you
movie.
You ride that shit out as long as you can. Eventually, people are either going to take back Earth and kill the aliens, or the aliens are going to take over. So just ride it out.
If she knew at the end of this movie, if she knew at the beginning of this movie what she knew at the end of this movie, she'd have rode that shit out with John Goodman. I'll tell you that shit now.
All right, Phil. I think we're ready for rating and reviews on this bad boy. All
right, since I'm a little kind of tied up at the moment, give me your rating and review on this movie. 10 Cloverfield Lane, 2016, my brother.
All right, it was a really good movie. You told me about this movie probably about 5 or 6 months ago, whenever you bought it on Amazon that time, and I
yep.
You was like, you gotta watch this movie, we should do a podcast on this movie, and I was like, I don't normally like a lot of movies that you pick, but
I don't normally like a lot of movies you pick.
I know, but I think you do if we go back and listen to the podcast. But, because I think I listen to them a lot more. Well, you do all them. So, okay, never mind. Anyway, I like the movie. It really fucking surprised me because I haven't watched Cloverfield Lane yet. I mean, I obviously know Cloverfield Lane. You told me that, you know, it's about aliens. So, obviously know it's about aliens. If I had watched that, I would have been like, okay, well, I know what's going on out here, but this is kind of weird how this guy's acting. And so is it real or is it just in his head, or, you know, I don't know. But it surprised the shit out of me because all through the movie, I'm like, this guy's fucking crazy. But then it turns out that that bitch was living the life, eating ice cream. She should have stayed there. You know what I mean? And I don't know, so I really fucking like the writing in this movie. And I love John Goodman. He's always fucking perfect for shit like this. I'm going to rate it an 8.5. I really liked it.
All right. So, all right, you want me to give you my rating and review on this movie?
Rating and review, big brother.
On this movie. 2016, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I enjoyed this movie, man. I really did. I thought it was a badass movie. I watched Cloverfield before this. You did not, so I'm not going to spoil it. But this was a good movie, man. I mean, I enjoyed John Goodman. He did a great job. Winstead, she did a great job. Whoever the fuck played the guy that got shot in the head, he did a great job, too. I mean, this was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I told you about it. Thought it was a good thriller. Like I said, because I watched the first Cloverfield, and I knew aliens were involved in that, I thought aliens were involved in this. And he said chemical warfare. And I was like, apparently I missed all that. And I was thinking aliens. She said no, and she assumed there wasn't, and I eventually assumed there was no aliens. He was just trying to fucking keep her there against her will.
Right.
So then she breaks out, and when she gets out, there are fucking aliens. That made me think Cloverfield all over again. This is a good movie, man. I'm gonna give this movie a 7. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Right on.
I did. I enjoyed this movie. So now,
let's go for what the name game.
Nah. You jumping the gun here.
I thought that's
how
we normally do
Nah.
All right, budget and box office.
We need to do some budget versus box office, all my right. brother.
All right.
Give me two steps. Give me three steps. Give me 3 steps, mister. You'll never see me no more. All right, let's do a little budget versus box office, my brother. 2016. And I can't tell you what Cloverfield made because you have not watched it yet. So,
I'm going to say
Cloverfield
this,
Lane.
This was a low-budget movie. They spent $4 million on this movie.
This was not that much of a lower-budget movie.
$12 million on this movie.
This movie spent $15
million. I was a little close with my next one.
Yeah, okay. What did this movie make? What did it gross in the box office? 2016.
Box office grossed $20 million.
$71.8 million.
$200,000 opening weekend.
Yeah, you want to yell out bonus before I even give you the option to yell out bonus?
Well, I always do it, so.
No, we don't. Okay, but you want to go open a weekend. What's your bonus?
What do you mean, what's my bonus?
What did you just say the answer was to the question that I read?
24.7
million.
Wow, open a weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I should have known that newer movie.
2016, you should have known that one. All right, well, all right. Let's get into some name game, my brother.
Right.
This was your pick, so I'll pick the name game, and we'll go with John Goodman.
John Goodman. That's cool. Like, it's my pick, but you asked me to do a podcast on it a long time.
Oh, that was years ago. That don't matter now.
But it's fine. I would have went with John Goodman.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Because I don't know the other two actors.
Let's do it, too.
There wasn't but three actors in this movie.
So, your pick
first.
Four. Your pick first.
Patriots Day, the new one with Mark Wahlberg.
It's already out?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, you can watch it on. I don't think it's out on. Oh, I think it is out on DVD now.
Okay, Patriots Day.
It may be. It may not be out on DVD yet, but it's done went through theaters. I think it's over with theaters.
I didn't know that one.
I just heard that he played in it. Okay. I ain't watched it.
Roseanne.
TV
show.
The Gambler.
Argo.
Argo, that was my bank.
Really? That's my movie, dude.
Well, I got another bank, too, though, but I don't know. Didn't he play in the Big Blues Brothers? Maybe not. Blues Brothers? That Dan Aykroyd and but I want to say still
John Belushi.
John Belushi, but I still want to say he was in that. But I'm going to go. I want to say he was a voiceover. I know he was in Monsters, Inc.
Ah, he was. Monsters University.
The Jungle Book.
Bare necessities and bare no fucking necessities. You're right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Come at me.
The Flintstones.
Oh, the Big Lebowski.
Oh, that was my bank. Oh, bitch, took my bank. Oh, fuck. Oh, the Flintstones, the Big Lebowski.
He's played in a lot of movies.
He's played in a lot of fucking movies. But I can't think of a goddamn one.
I know I got one more if I can't think of another voiceover he's done.
Because
I think he's playing a bunch of voiceovers.
The Jungle Book 2?
No. I don't think so. I don't even think there was a Jungle Book 2. They just had a lot of remakes. Of the same Jungle Book.
Can I think of any? Fuck, I'm out. I'm done.
I got one more.
Throw it at me.
The Barriers.
God damn it.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a cute little movie.
Well, Big Lance won the name game. Now it's time to move on to Stump the
Bitch.
Chump.
Jump.
Stump the Chump, Big
Lance. I don't think I want to go with any quotes, because quotes are good on this one. There's some good quotes. And that's a big giveaway, too. Let me just say that. There's some big quotes in this movie. Let's see if I can do a quote that you might not know.
Are you going with quotes?
I don't know. I'm just looking. I look at a couple
Whoever
of them.
Whoever comes up with it first.
Yeah, they go first.
I found my movie. I just ain't found my question yet.
Okay. Man, every one of these quotes are like an easy fucking giveaway.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just gotta give it away if you pick that movie. Oh, that would be a good one. That would give you... See, I try to find ones that give you a little bit of a hint, but then pull out some of the main shit.
Well, but this one is dead giveaways.
I got you one. I'm ready.
Okay.
You want me to go?
I do.
We're going trivia. One of the spectators is played by Daniel Quinn, who starred in Scanner Cop 1994, as a man who could make people's heads explode.
Huh. What's the name?
Daniel Quinn.
I'm just going to go with Predator 2.
Final answer?
Oh, I think so.
Nope. He lost. I stumped the chump, my brother. It was rubber.
Yeah, you did. You should have gave me an easier one than that.
What? One of the spectators is played by Daniel Quaid, who starred in Scanner Cops as a man who could make people's heads explode. That was a dead fucking giveaway.
Yeah, maybe it
was. You should have got that one.
Okay.
On you, brother. I stumped the chump. Can you stump the chump tonight?
When this character is spanking a boy who knocks over trash cans with his belt, he only spanks him a few times, and the sound of the spanks is double the actual amount.
What? Oh, shit. Say that all again.
When this character is spanking the boy who knocks over the trash cans with his belt, he only spanks him a few times, yet the sounds of the spanks is double the actual amount. And this is a goofs.
When he's spanking this boy's ass with a belt, the spanks are double what the spanks that you see are.
Yeah. If you guess wrong, I'll give you a quote.
The do-over.
No. All right, this is a quote, and this will fucking give it away.
All right, let's see.
Remember, write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Friday. You gave it to me.
Friday. Man, all the quotes were so good.
I know.
I got mind control over Devo. He'd be like, shut the fuck up. I'll be quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking to him. Weed is from the earth. God put it here. Me and you. Take advantage, man. Take advantage. No sugar, damn. Y'all ain't never got two things to match. Either y'all got Kool-Aid, no sugar. Peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burger. Damn.
Let me tell you something, Big Lance.
What?
I'm not going to take that win.
Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give.
Yeah.
You fucking up the rotation.
I'm not taking that one. I'm not taking that win. Yeah. I'm going to give you the win on that one.
Damn, Miss Parker. Parker fine as a motherfucker. Hey, Miss Parker. Hi, boys. When you gonna let me fuck you, Miss Parker?
What?
What you say, honey? Nothing.
Yeah, no, you got the win on that one. You won. You won.
All
you
them
won.
Quotes were dead giveaways, though, right?
Right. All right. Well, hey, guys, let's move on to
smoke it. You better not tell nobody. Man, I'm not gonna. Man, I'm not. Man. Smoke. Keep it on the download.
All right,
brother. Damn. Hey, smoke out back here taking a shit. Is that? Well, I won't tell nobody else.
All right, guys. Let's move into one word. We need one word on 10 Cloverfield Lane, Big Lance.
I'm going to go with suspenseful.
It was suspenseful.
Mindfuck would be a good one.
you fucker. That's what I was just about to say is mindfuck.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Mindfuck is my one word.
That's good. Hyphenate that shit.
That is a hyphenation. Mindfuck. Matter of fact, I'm not even hyphenating it. It's one word. Mindfuck.
My fault.
We're from the South, bitch. My fault.
Well,
all right, guys. Man, we hope you enjoyed this show. And if you enjoyed this episode, check us out at smokeshelter.com. Listen to all of our back episodes. Send your friends to us, man. Send links out to your friends. Share us on Facebook and Twitter. Let people know about the show. We're on all over the place, man. Just Google Smokey Shelter. iTunes, Pocket Cast, Podomatic, we're everywhere. Big Lance, with the SmokeyShelter.com being ready to wrap up, are you ready to throw any last words?
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Yep, we're gonna wrap it up, wrap
we
it
just
up.
Just fucking turned our last episode into Friday somehow.
Yeah, we did.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. So let's talk about this movie a little bit. And I'll cut this out if this don't need to be here.
Bradley Cooper makes a voice.
Yeah, he does a voice, but we'll get into that in a minute. But before we go further, I'm gonna cut this out if this don't need to be here. Do we want to mention that we watched this movie first and then went back and watched Cloverfield? Or do we want to make it sound like we watched Cloverfield first?
How about we make it sound like it actually happened? You watched Cloverfield first.
Okay.
And I didn't.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
How about we not lie to podcast land?
Perfect. All right.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop.
Hey, hold up. I'll cut this out.
Hold up.
That's the way we the way we need to do these shows from now on.
What's up?
Let me read the quick IMDb summary plot, and then me and you talk about it. Instead of us trying...
What about sometimes you say, Lance, give me a quick plot of this movie, and I can't do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When we do that, you start a plot, and then we just start talking about the movie.
This
gives a quick plot, start to finish, without spoilers, because this is no spoilers. And then once we get it done, then we go, all right, let's talk about the movie. And then we get to talk about it from our standpoint.
Well, then it just sounds like you're interviewing me the whole time.
Well, no, because I'm going to talk with you. Just a thought, man, a thought. We'll see how it plays back in the playback. But anyway.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Get over here.
And throws him in a pot of ass. A fucking bucket. A fucking Walter White type fucking bucket. Right, sulfuric acid.
Absolutely right.
Does she do? She blows him up. I feel you. She blows him up.
Yep.
You're killing me with that, dude. Is this episode even going to make it?
I don't know.
You're screwing this up, dude.
What am I supposed to be doing?
I don't know. Engaging in a conversation.
Okay, where are you at? What did you just say?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
We are done.
Peace out.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.